band Swerve Driver first made waves on the English indie charts in early 1990 with the release of their manic debut EP, Son of Mustang Ford. Over the next 12 months, they followed it up with two equally impressive EPs, Rave Down and Sandblasted, and now have finally released their debut album, Raise. Even though hailing from England, it appears that Swerve Driver gain more inspiration from the United States than they do from their homeland. Bass player A.D. Vines, online from London, explains that it's not so much a fascination with America as a perception of it.
I think it's possibly like something that's been blown out of all proportion. It all stemmed from Son of Mustang Ford, really, which is sort of like just a huge fantasy, singing very much about a visual image. That's what the song's about. And that was just sort of like seized upon, sort of like, you know, I'm getting quite fed up of hearing about like dusty highways and things like that. I mean, fair enough. I mean, if we're going to sort of like lay ourselves down to sort of like sing about that sort of thing, then I suppose the criticism is justified. But I don't, it's just like a romantic thing, really. It's like the Jesus and Mary chain, you know. They use the word sidewalk because it sounds cooler than sort of like pavement. We do a similar sort of thing, I suppose. I mean, if Kerouac had been driving a Morris Minor, then the whole romance of the thing wouldn't have been the same, really, would it?
Down tracks for the album, Mustang Ford was a definite inclusion, but rather than using the take from the debut EP, Swerve Driver went back into the studio to record that track again for the fourth time.
Every version we've recorded so far hasn't been as good as the original demo, and we want one that sort of wanted to do a version that actually sort of like matches the original demo, which we still haven't done, I don't think. The original version is still the best version, and it's just really bad quality.
I think Adam injects a lot more passion into his vocals on the album version of Mustang Ford.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, he's getting more confident with sort of like his vocals and his delivery as well. Because I mean, up until sort of like Swerve Driver started recording, he'd never actually sort of like been the lead vocalist at all. He'd always sort of like been a guitarist in the stuff we'd done before. And the more he goes on, the more confident he gets. So, yeah, there probably is a bit more sort of like gusto in the thing, yeah.
Is that what you were perhaps looking for in this re-recording?
Yeah, probably, yeah. I mean, it's actually getting to be quite an old song now. You know, it's sort of like nearly sort of like 2.5, 3 years old. And we did want to get a good version pinned down before it went stale.
While bands around them, such as Ride and My Bloody Valentine, are being lumped together as part of a supposed scene, Swerve Driver are very much on the outer, being put in the same basket as Seattle sub-pop type artists like Nirvana, Mudhoney and Dinosaur Jr. Songwriter Adam Franklin reckons the comparisons are unjustified, while 80 is flattered.
And I like those bands, you know. I mean, as far as I sound like them, I think we sound probably more like a lot of the English bands in a way.
Like who?
Well, I don't know, really. I mean, some of our songs are a bit like Ride, I suppose, and some of them a bit like Teenage Fan Club.
In a way, I don't mind, you know, because sort of like, you know, being put in the same basket as people that I like is good. But I think it's a very narrow-minded thing to do. The thing is about us, you see, people always saddle us with like this Dinosaur Jr. tag. We've got two songs which sound like Dinosaur Jr. a lot, and the rest don't at all. It's just that both of them have been on the record.